about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, October 20th. It was cool and breezy. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Lieutenant David Haynes. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what is now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food, and we tell them where to go. Lieutenant, what's happening?
Yeah, retired and relaxed these days. I was at work. I was at my old job the other day, and they were telling me, oh, you look really relaxed.
It only took a couple of weeks, huh?
You know what? I have kind of a rushed review today. I mean, that I went to a place this week that we're reviewing, but it gives me a reason to answer a question that I get all the time. People always ask me, why don't we review places and say how bad places we don't like, you know? And so the fact is that we just don't talk about places. We figure this is an opportunity to talk about places that are good.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to just tell you to go or tell you about some place you don't want to go.
Yeah, why should we make life harder for those poor restaurant owners, right?
Yeah, so I was going out to the Western, this is in Oak Park, and I went to a restaurant that I was planning on reviewing that I did not like, so I didn't, so I had to kind of adjust at the, mm-hmm. sort of at the last minute, I mean the last week.
Well, I think it's a good policy you have. I really do. We want to be positive these days.
Yeah, I don't want to be snarky with people. I mean, even the people that are that have restaurants that I don't particularly like the food, they're trying, I guess.
Of course they are. Yeah. So what was the place that you liked?
So I went to a place called Munch Incorporated at 104 Marion Street. And this is, both of these places are right across the street from each other. So
in Oak Park.
In Oak Park. And it is a beautiful neighborhood. I don't know if you've been there. I haven't been there for a long time, but it's Harlem and Lake. But it's one block east of Harlem and one block south of Lake, and the streets are all brick, and it's like a walking mall. I'm actually, I was surprised they let cars drive down these streets, because it looks like a little place you can walk around and stuff, and there's a nice fountain there. Hmm. There's plenty of parking. It was just a beautiful place. If you're looking for somewhere to hang out, this whole area of Oak Park, the downtown Oak Park, has a bunch of little boutiques and shops and stuff.
I haven't been there in a long time.
And I, after my 30th anniversary Bacchanal last weekend, I was looking for something a little healthy anyway. So I went to Munch Incorporated, which is a vegan restaurant. Everything's vegan.
So for your anniversary, you basically binged on junk food?
Well, what steak. Happened? I went to a real nice steakhouse that I bought a big steak that I ate for 2 days. I went out to Lake Geneva for dinner one night, and then we went downtown to Fitzgerald's, which I'll talk about next week, because so we did a whole staycation where we went to all the touristy stuff that we never do.
Did the missus enjoy it?
She did. We had a lot of fun. We would have gone to the signature room, but unfortunately they closed.
Well, you could have still gone. It would have been cheaper. Just bring some food in.
Yeah.
So tell me more about, what's it called, Munch?
Munch Incorporated. 104 Marion Street. It's a beautiful little walking area. They're all vegan. So They have lentil soup, which was, I really enjoyed their lentil soup. It was very thick and very tasty.
Now, I don't see you enjoying a lot of vegan food.
Well, yeah, I was gonna mention that. The thing is, I tell people this all the time, if you're going to go somewhere you want to go vegan or you want to just do something healthy, the problem with vegan food is when you try to eat something like, it's a fake burger. Mm-hmm. They make it a vegan look like a burger. Like, I hate those plant-based sausages and stuff like that. Because, you know what? If I want to eat a burger, I want to eat a burger. I'm not going to eat...
Yeah, and sometimes with all the added chemicals and salt in the fake stuff, you're better off eating the real deal.
Right. But vegan food that is naturally vegan food, like they have a polenta with mushrooms. Now polenta and mushrooms are naturally vegan, and they're very good, and Munch makes them really, they make it really good, very thick, very filling, you know. And I love mushrooms.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
And they make a vegan lasagna, which is also very good. The vegan lasagna, I guess the only difference would be that the cheese is would be dairy free, but other than that, and you can't, I didn't notice any difference. It tasted like lasagna. Now, normally I would eat lasagna. I like the big meat lasagna, you know, because I grew up with my Italian aunts making giant lasagnas. But but vegan lasagna is good. It's you know, it you expect it to be the consistency, you expect it to be the taste that it is, and so you're very comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Munch also has some great hibiscus lemonade, which is very good, and I know this is kind of dumb for me to say, but it's a very beautiful drink.
Yeah, it's like a reddish color. Yeah.
Yeah. And they also have root beer float.
Oh.
With boiling root beer.
Oh, boiling root beer. That's from New York, I believe.
Is it? I thought it was. Which is the one from Chicago? Which is the one from the South Side? I thought that was boiling.
It's not boiling. No, I think boiling's out of the East Coast. But caffeine-free, real sugar in boiling's root beer. See, don't ask me about wine or cocktails, but I know all about this stuff. No artificial flavors or preservatives in boiling root beer. Yeah,
boiling root beer is as close to bottled root beer as close as you can get to one of those root beer places where they actually make them. I don't know where they're at around here, but I when I travel around, you could stop at some of these root beer stores and you get that real thick stuff that just the you know, real sugar root beer.
Yeah.
That's like homemade.
Oh, and a root beer float. Yeah. That's the best. All right, I'm convinced. I'll have to check out Munch Incorporated, 104 Marion Street in Oak Park.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you bring in there? That looks good. We've got to talk about dessert here next with Lieutenant David Haynes, author of the book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Chicago's very own WGN. All right, it's Filbert's Root Beer from the south side of Chicago, Lieutenant. Now we know. And I've had it. It's good stuff.
Every once in a while, I have to have this craft soda pop, you know, and so does I get Boylan's, Filbert's, Stewart's mixed up sometimes. But
oh, Stewart's, I like their cream soda. They have
orange soda. Yeah,
that's good stuff. All right, well, speaking of sweets, tell us about this place, also in Oak Park.
This is actually right across the street at 119 Marion Street. It's a Sugar Fix Patisserie, although it's F-I-X-E, so is it Fix? I don't know. Sugar Fix.
I'd go with Fix.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, it's right across the street from Munch, so it's right in the same little beautiful neighborhood. And I went in there. I got coffee and cookies. They have their big thing looks like macaroons, which were very good. They have all kinds of different flavors of macaroons. But I am a chocolate chip cookie kind of guy myself.
Me too.
I bring macaroons home to the wife and kids, you know, and I eat the big chocolate chunk. And I love their chocolate cookies. They also make really good sugar cookies. They're very cakey. They're almost like a cake.
But is that what you have there in
so
the box?
I brought in some sugar cookies and some chocolate chunk cookies.
Nice. You can microwave those for a couple seconds,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Like 15 seconds.
Max. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they also have some savory sandwiches. They have the croissants and with some. I had Gouda and turkey when I was there. They were very good. They have a bunch of different savory sandwiches. The one thing I would say about Sugar Fix is, although they were baking when I was there, these cookies were made fresh when I got there. They run out. They have a lot of people coming in and out. So, you know, when you go in there, if you don't see the chocolate chunk cookies, try something else because everything I tried was good. They even have flourless chocolate cake. That I got, but I left that for my wife because she's, you know.
A nice boy.
Yeah.
Even though you're retired now, when people know who you are, do they offer you donuts? You know what I mean?
Allegretti's just, somebody at Allegretti's just sent me a message about coming in. I haven't been in there for a while. They were wondering if I was all right. But, you know what? Most people don't recognize me. I've very rarely do people know who I am when I go somewhere. I did have one person recognize me strictly by my voice, which was really weird, I thought. But
oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, well, your palate is way more sophisticated, though, than most people.
Yeah.
Not just police officers, but I'm talking about the entire population.
And now that I'm getting ready for my new part-time job as Santa Claus, people don't recognize me as a former police officer because my beard is so long and white now. I actually had somebody stop me the other day. Do you play Santa Claus?
Sometimes. You got the look, no doubt about it. So it's the Sugar Fix Patisserie on Marion Street in Oak Park.
Yep.
All right. Well, that it seems like a good place to stop.
They do custom cakes, too, by the way, wedding cakes and stuff like that.
We'll bring you the news on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, restaurant news.
Uppercut Sandwich Company is opening up next month at the Revival Food Hall. Uppercut Sandwich Company is Smoke's new venture to sandwich. Smoke, which opened a steakhouse. I almost went there for my anniversary. It's just they weren't. I wasn't in the area.
I hear it's great.
Yeah, I everybody in the neighborhood was talking about it, saying how great it was.
I like these food halls. So Revival Food Hall is on South Clark, right?
Yeah, they were really getting big before the pandemic, and the pandemic almost killed them. So yeah, if you're around these food halls, they're a lot of fun because you can go with a bunch of people and get a bunch of different things. And when I went with my kids, I think it was to Revival. Yeah, it was to Revival. We all went to different restaurants, and then everybody was tasting each other's food, which. What my kids are used to, but their significant others thought was a little strange. But.
Yeah, everybody gets what they want. And you have any other openings? I like talking about openings instead of closings for a change.
Yeah, well, there's a Strappoli Pizza and All Day Cafe at 545 North Diversity is opening today. It's a vegan pizza place. So
okay.
Sticking with the vegan theme.
Yeah, I like veggies on my pizza.
Yeah, and yeah, I do. I don't like fruit or fish, but yeah.
I call those communist pizzas when you Canadian. Put like too many things on pizza that don't belong there.
I call them Canadian. You know, Canadian, they're always, the Canadians are, you know, coming down here stealing all our comedy jobs, trying to tell us that ham is bacon. It's crazy.
All right, well, enjoy your, are you going to continue celebrating your anniversary this week?
Yeah, well, if doing chores around the house is celebrating, I guess, yeah.
Great.
I love that. My wife works from home half the time, and there's nothing that gets her stop at work for me going, yeah, I think I'm going to clean up the basement.
You know? Hey, can't boss people around. You left your job, remember?
Yeah.
See you next week.
Hey, let's be careful out here.